wind farm in Namibia and a floating solar farm on Zimbabwe's massive Kariba Dam are among the new green energy projects in Africa that Chinese companies are looking at investing in this year. Tony Tiu, CEO of the clean energy company Renewables in Africa, is optimistic about investments from China.
It is well documented that Africa has serious problems with power supply, with only 54% electrification rate, and at the same time, the economy is growing. The continent presents significant business opportunities with high rewards.
Reaching the Paris Agreement goal of net zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2050 takes a global effort, says Li Bian of the London School of Economics and Political Science.
Collective efforts from all countries with all sources of finance are much needed to achieve the net zero transition globally and in Africa.
While the US is also investing in renewable energy projects in Africa, China is the world's biggest producer of solar and wind power. Chinese companies may install more renewables globally, but they're also installing more non-renewable conventional energy capacity than any other country in the world, says Corbis van Staden of the China Global South Project.
Xi Jinping is working as hard to expand renewables as he is to also secure, you know, oil flows and coal flows into China. So, you know, that kind of complexity has to be kept in mind.
For example, the China National Offshore Oil Corporation and Total Energies, a French company, are investing in a controversial crude oil pipeline project in East Africa. Critics point to concerns about displacing people and damaging the environment, while supporters say the project will bring much-needed electricity to parts of Africa. South Africa, meanwhile, is experiencing a power crisis due to aging coal power stations and experiences daily rolling blackouts that are crippling the economy. One of the first actions by new Minister of Electricity, Kongshensho Ramagopa, was to meet last month with Chinese Ambassador Chen Xiaodong to discuss how China might help. China's Hinen Group has plans to bring renewable energy to South Africa. Many of the latest green energy projects China has announced in Africa are relatively small investments compared with the large Belt and Road infrastructure initiatives from previous years, such as ports and railways. This is part of Beijing's shift to what Xi described as small is beautiful projects, which in part focus on China's so-called Green Silk Road. Kate Bartlett for VOA News, Johannesburg.
It is well documented that Africa has serious problems with power supply, with only 54% electrification rate, and at the same time, the economy is growing. The continent presents significant business opportunities with high rewards.
Collective efforts from all countries with all sources of finance are much needed to achieve the net zero transition globally and in Africa.
Xi Jinping is working as hard to expand renewables as he is to also secure, you know, oil flows and coal flows into China. So, you know, that kind of complexity has to be kept in mind.